What if the greatest tool for changing our world isn't fresh arguments, but helping people unlock the truth God has already written on their hearts? Everyone, regardless of background, faces the same standard of judgment. Ignorance isn't an excuse. God has made his truth evident to every heart and conscience. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, if you're enjoying these devotionals, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in your huddle if you're on the Washington Defender app. It really does help us get the word out there and change hearts so that we can change the public square. We have been talking about Romans, and we've gone through Romans chapter 1, and we're in chapter 2, verses 11 through 16. And remember, he started in verse 18 talking about the wrath of God revealed against all ungodliness. And then he talked about how God has revealed himself to all of humanity and that there's no partiality with God. Whether you're Jew or Greek, he is an impartial God. There's only one way to the Father, and that is through Jesus Christ our Lord, who died on the cross for our sins. He was buried, he rose again on the third day, and he appeared to well over 500 people. So let's dive into Romans chapter 2, verses 11 through 16. For there is no partiality with God. Just remember that. God is impartial. He's not going to have favorites. He's not going to have those who somehow he winks at sin and tries to placate them. He is an impartial God that loves us. For as many have sinned without the law will also perish without the law. So you cannot claim ignorance before God. You can't say, well, I didn't know the law. I didn't know God's word, that I'm supposed to love God, love others. I was ignorant of that. But why? Because in those other chapters, he reveals God has made it evident to you. You know the truth. And as you go into the public square, this totally changes how you share your faith with others around you. Instead of thinking they're an empty vessel that somehow you got to pour new knowledge in, no, you're encouraging them and empowering them to release the truth that God has made evident to them. And from his word, from this, through the spirit, from the moral law written on our hearts, that would begin to flow out of them and that they would stop suppressing it. And as many have sinned in the law, will be judged by the law. So he's saying, God is saying, I am impartial. For not the hearer of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. God cares about your doing. Today, will you honor him? Will you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind? Will you love your neighbor as yourself today? Do you know that we can change the entire state of Washington just by following the two greatest commandments that Jesus gave us? Love God, love others. It would transform how we interact because we wouldn't want to harm anyone around us. We wouldn't want to somehow tell them a lie that is counterproductive to the word of God. We would want to tell them the truth and speak that truth in such a way that glorifies God. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law of themselves. He's saying, hey, Gentiles, I want you to know, even when you break the law, you by nature know, because he says in verse 15, who show the work of the law written in their hearts. On the human heart is written the law of God. Why do you think we so struggle with depression, anxiety, fear, frustration, with being overwhelmed? Because God's law is written on our hearts and it convicts us of sin, of times that we're walking contrary to what God has created us to do, to be, God, contrary to where God would have us to go. And so this law just is written on our hearts. Their conscience are also bearing witness. That is the part of the soul that holds on to the very voice of God that is spoken into you, whether you are suppressing the truth in unrighteousness or releasing the truth and saying, God, help me to walk in your righteousness. Their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves, their thoughts accusing or else excusing them. You know the difference between right and wrong. And those that you're going to encounter in the workplace today know the difference between right and wrong. We like to, you know, call evil good and good evil these days. But the reality is our conscience tells us this is not right. This is wrong. Now, we can sever our conscience. We can make our conscience less receptive to the things of God by disobeying him. But the fact is, our conscience does convict us. In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. So we know that we will stand before the judgment seat of God. The believer will be at the Bema seat. The unbeliever will be at the great white throne judgment for salvation. And we will need to be judged according to the secrets by Jesus Christ. And I love this because we need God to judge us through Jesus Christ because he is the propitiation or the payment for our sins. And he is the one who goes before us, covering up those sins so that we can stand before God in righteousness. It's only through the blood of Jesus Christ. And what is the gospel? That we are all sinners. There is none righteous, not even one, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, that he was buried, he rose again, so that we may have eternal life and become a new creation in Christ Jesus, and that he appeared. He gave us the very evidence of his resurrection. So let me pray for you. And as we go through this day, let it be a day filled with hope that you see the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast around you, and that you would remember God has written his law on their hearts. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that our eyes would be open to any place that we are hypocrites. I pray that you will forgive us, God, that you would go before us in all things, that, God, we would not practice unrighteousness, but practice doing the right things that please, honor, and glorify you. God, let our eyes be open to the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast around us. Help us to share that gospel message with them, the good news of Jesus Christ, and that their repentance and their time before you would be just authentic and just lovely in your sight. So we thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.